Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Sunday reflection time. Bit cold to be outside today, so I thought I would do it in here and just come back from a run. So I wanted to consider today, what is the perfect day? Now I was on a coaching call, on a group coaching call a couple of weeks ago, and the coach was saying to people, have you ever considered what your perfect day looks like? Have you actually written it down or tried to live a perfect day? And I chalked it up as something as, well, every day's pretty good. And I wouldn't say they're all perfect, but they're pretty good. I mean, I enjoy most of my days. And I was having a bit of a funk yesterday, I have to say, but might get there in a minute, who knows. The point is about perfect day is we don't spend enough time creating the perfect day. We don't spend enough time thinking about what the perfect day looks like. And I guess the one place that people do is the big occasion, the big birthday, the big party, the wedding. And we've all heard of Bridezilla that wants the perfect wedding. And everything must look and be as it was planned. And you can see the resistance to the idea of a perfect day is kind of setting up an agenda for disappointment in some way. And I'm wondering if you can only have the perfect day in reflection, because it was a perfect day as it unfolded. And I guess that's true on some level, because some of my best days that I've had have had no plan or structure. They have unfolded in such a way and amazing things have happened. And it is also interesting to remember, to think about, I actually can't think of any of it. Like you said, what was your perfect day? I'd have to really sit back and think about it, because I don't actually know where or what those perfect days were if I think about them. So there is that interesting kind of humanness about how we look at our lives, how we look back in time at events and look forward at events and see them in different lights or different kind of levels of appreciation. No, that's the wrong word for it. But it's this thing about, we don't really remember very much of the past. We do remember it, but not in the detail of the feelings of that situation. Yes, there are some points that are very, very strong. I'm thinking back now in terms of major points in time. And I think it would take me a bit of work to recreate the feelings of those moments in time. I'm just trying to, as I think about something, and I'm trying to say something for you now, and I can't think of anything that would actually, that I can really readily connect with at this moment in time. But that's a worthwhile exercise, isn't it? Can you reconnect with the feelings of some past events? Could you think back to what was a perfect day, and could you recreate that day? Could you kind of think about what it would feel like to relive that day? You see, now one of the, Sean Anker does this thing about happiness, and I can't remember, but he has a number of factors that he talks about how we can create and cultivate happiness. And one of them is to replay some of the best events of the day before you go to sleep. Is to have gratitude, have a gratitude list. You have to look up Sean Anker. I'll leave a post to his I'll leave a link to the TED talk, I think it was, that he did. But there are a number of things that he does, and one of them is just reliving the past. I mean, in the day of you've experienced it, reliving that great moment of the day. So you get to experience it twice. And I'm wondering whether we ought to be looking back in our life and thinking about great moments of our life and reliving them in a way. I'm wondering what value, if that has a value of appreciation, maybe. That might be what you would do with it. And then there's a construction of the perfect day going forward. So I got up in mind today with the idea of doing this podcast about the perfect day. So I thought, well, if I'm going to do a podcast about the perfect day, I better make sure I'm living one. I'm having a perfect day. So this morning I did not hurry out of bed. And for me, getting up at 8:30 is actually quite late. And the one thing I want to do today is I want to bake bread. I want to bake bread and have bread. And I want to bake a fruit nut loaf. And so I had pre-planned that in my head, I would do that this morning. And I had actually got the recipe ready for me last night. Little fly in the ointment, I didn't have the right sort of nuts. So I had to improvise something around that. But I got up at 8:30 and I started preparing the dough for that bread. And so that was done. I did 20 minutes of yoga and I went out for a run. And I did 45 minutes of running. So I'm just back now and the bread is now risen. It did the hour and a bit it needed for right to rise. And it is in the oven. And I'm talking to you doing this podcast, another part of Perfect Day. And I am about to have some breakfast, late breakfast on Sunday. So this day is shaping up to be pretty perfect already. But there's one, I think, critical part of the perfect day that you, if you want to live a perfect day, one of the critical part you have, and that is not to be connected totally to the outcome. My bread may be rubbish. That's fine. It probably won't be. I've baked it before. But I think it's about, well, it came up in the, I do a yoga, daily yoga routine with an online coach. And she was saying about, don't be fixed on the outcome. Just accept what comes. And she was doing it in a context of yoga because the poses were a bit difficult. But I actually thought that was quite relevant to the idea of the perfect day. Because, yes, decide that you're going to have a perfect day, but perhaps not be fixed to the outcome, what that looks like. Have some wiggle room as to what the perfect day looks like. So those are my thoughts on the perfect day and my Sunday reflection today. I am going to continue my perfect day with having a shower and then having some breakfast. And then probably it will be podcasting and working on my new event. I know it's a Sunday, but that's what I want to do because serving a greater good is my perfect day. Oh, that sounded cheesy, didn't it? I didn't mean it to sound cheesy at all. I enjoy doing what I do, so that's why I call it my perfect day. So whatever you choose to do today, I hope it's a good one for you. And I will catch you again later this week. All the best. And that was a Sunday reflection. So I hope you are going to spend some time and think about your perfect day, or maybe even consider what a perfect day in the future might look like. The most important thing is to be relaxed about these things, because sometimes things don't always come out as you want, and being open to possibility actually brings more opportunity. It's been some weeks now since we had our last event, and when we finished and closed that event, one big aspect of it was this idea of getting stuff done, the idea of implementation. And I'm pretty hot on implementation, and I haven't mentioned it or spoke about it much on the podcast for a while. I offer focus coaching to help you get stuff done, and that is
key, I think, to moving us forward in these difficult times. Focus coaching is sold in blocks of five. It's £300 for a block of five. There is a guarantee on that. If it's not working for you, we will come to an arrangement. But the most important thing about it is it is there for you to get stuff done. We basically identify what you want. We identify the blocks. We take away those blocks, and then we support you to make it happen. And the whole thing is just 20 minutes. It's amazingly effective how quick something can be put into place when you've been struggling for a while on something, and you know, we put this process in place and it happens. So if you are interested in focus coaching, do check out the links in the podcast notes here, but also you can find it on the podcast page, lifepassionandbusiness.com, focus coaching, top tab. Check it out. There's a video there which explains all about it. So that's it from me this Sunday. Do tune in again on Wednesday for our live at 5 on the Life, Passion and Business Facebook page. I'll be talking about more about the new event, Spirit Duality, and the latest podcast. So catch up to us then. In the meantime, thank you for your time and attention, and I'll catch you later.